You know how much I love talking about Operation Mockingbird, right? Call me obsessed, that's fine. If you're a regular viewer, then you know all about it by now. If you're new here and you've only been watching Fox News or listening to the brand name conservative pundits, then, well, you've got some catching up to do. So check out some of my previous in-depth reports on Operation Mockingbird and I'll help get up to speed. But there's one aspect of it I think that deserves more attention. And while I've mentioned it a few times over the years, I think it deserves its own in-depth report. So here it is. When you think of propaganda and Operation Mockingbird, the first things that come to mind are television and newspapers, or online media in today's society, and the big tech social media platforms manipulating people's feeds through biased algorithms and bots and artificially boosting certain content while suppressing others. But books play an important role in spreading information too. And so, of course, organizations with political agendas got into the publishing industry. And while fewer people read books today because of the easy online entertainment available, videos and podcasts just a few taps away, we shouldn't underestimate the power of books, especially in the information war, and how they're used to spread propaganda and push agendas. I'll get into how Operation Mockingbird is involved with publishing and promoting books in just a moment, but speaking of books, I have a brand new one that just came out, The War on Conservatives, which is a completely uncensored deep dive into some of the topics I cover here on YouTube, as well as many more, which shall not even be hinted at on big tech platforms, lest ye want to be canceled. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com by clicking the link in the description below. Since the invention of the Gutenberg Press in the 1400s and the ability to mass publish books, they have become an integral part of political discourse, not to mention education in general, as well as entertainment with popular classics and timeless novels. But like any tool, books are not all benevolent and can and have been written and published for propaganda purposes and to promote disinformation. And you may remember in English class about the who, what, why, when, where, and how of writing a story to make it complete. And the flip side of that coin is being a media consumer. And in order to be media literate and be able to consume media without being duped by it, you should know who produced this piece of content? Why did they produce it? How did they produce it? And who paid them to do it? Historically, before websites, blogs, and social media, the cost of publishing and distributing written content was significantly large. So many factors had to be taken into account before an author's manuscript would be chosen for publication. And the book publishing industry that evolved around the Gutenberg Press couldn't help but be political because of the inherent power of books. Thomas Paine's pamphlet, The Rights of Man, for example, helped spark the American Revolution by spreading ideas of freedom and independence. Obviously, he had a political agenda back then, as do many book publishers today. But it's not just multinational corporations or small independent publishers who seek to use the industry to promote certain causes. As you could probably understand, the Central Intelligence Agency does as well. In the Church Committee report back in 1975, which uncovered Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's chief covert action staff admitted that, quote, books differ from all other propaganda media primarily because one single book can significantly change the reader's attitude and action to an extent unmatched by the impact of any other single medium. This, of course, not true of all books at all times and with all readers, but it is true significantly often enough to make books the most important weapon of strategic long-range propaganda. The report went on to admit that the CIA's book publishing and distribution program could get books published or distributed without revealing any CIA influence by covertly subsidizing publications or booksellers, get books published for operational reasons regardless of commercial viability, subsidize organizations for book publishing and distribution, and stimulate the writing of what they called politically significant books, either by directly subsidizing the author or indirectly through literary agents or publishers. The report also admits well over 1,000 books were produced, subsidized, or sponsored by the CIA before the end of 1967, and about a quarter of them were written in English. Many of them were published by cultural organizations which the CIA backed, and more often than not, the author was unaware of the CIA's role in funding the publication of their book. Some books, they admit, involved direct collaboration with the CIA and the writer, of course. The chief of the CIA's propaganda unit admitted The advantage of our direct contact with the author is that we can acquaint him in great detail with our intentions, that we can provide him with whatever material we want him to include, and that we can check the manuscript at every stage. He also admitted they make sure the manuscript corresponds with their operational and propagandistic intentions. The Church Report admitted in one example of his tactic that a book about a student from a developing country who had studied in a communist country was developed by two area divisions of the CIA and produced by the Domestic Operations Division and has a high impact in the US as well as the foreign area market. In the report, they censored what the foreign area market was, but the book was published by a European outlet, which was owned by an American publisher and was also condensed and published in two major US magazines as articles. One of the Operation Mockingbird books that the Church Report does name is the Penkovsky Papers, which was a book the CIA put together purporting to be the journal of a former Soviet Union military officer who was put to death in Russia after he was arrested for allegedly passing information onto the United States and Britain during the Cold War. So the CIA put together a fake journal, as if it was his, which included secrets the CIA acquired about Russia and then published as if it was coming from him to further embarrass the communists and erode morale among Soviet Union leaders. The CIA sold the manuscript to a publisher through a trust fund, which was set up as a front to hide their involvement. And the publisher had no idea that the supposed journal was actually Operation Mockingbird propaganda. The CIA refused to reveal to the Church Committee the actual number of books, the titles, and the names of the authors, but did admit many of them had to do with United Nations propaganda and propaganda for the European Union. In 1 year alone, in the late 1960s, the CIA published or subsidized over 200 books through the Operation Mockingbird program. So this is why books like A Warning by Anonymous get published, which was later revealed to be written by, supposedly written by Miles Taylor, some low-level staffer in the Trump administration who admitted he was part of the Democrats' anti-Trump resistance. Remember him? And Cassidy Hutchinson, another Trump administration staffer turned traitor who came out with a book that was hyped up on every liberal media TV show and included in the New York Times bestseller list. She was the one who testified at the January 6th committee as their bombshell surprise witness, saying that Trump supposedly tried to grab the steering wheel of the car from Secret Service when they refused to take him to the Capitol that day after a speech. And Bob Woodward's books about Trump, all Operation Mockingbird propaganda. It's all part of the liberal media industrial complex. Someone who's not part of it, of course, is me, your trusted independent media analyst who makes YouTube videos in my kitchen on a laptop and writes books and self-publishes them. I do have a bachelor's degree in communication, by the way, from California State University, if you're wondering what my education background is, but I'm not part of the Conservative Inc. circle jerk, and since I don't work for the Daily Wire, the Blaze, or Fox News, I don't have an ecosystem that'll sing praises of my book or a bunch of coworkers that'll have me on their shows, their podcast, help me promote it. All I have is you, my subscribers, whose trust hopefully I've earned through years of making YouTube videos as an independent content creator and never selling out in hopes for more money or to be featured as a speaker at the various Conservative Inc. conferences and events. And if you like my videos, you're really gonna love reading my books. So order my new one, The War on Conservatives, in paperback from Amazon.com because it's not in stores, but you can get the paperback from Amazon or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.